Hi, this is Farah Osbeck. Welcome back to Military Law Life Matters, the podcast that arms you with knowledge so you don't become a victim of injustice. So happy to be back again. I was not around for a couple of weeks, so 2 weeks there was no podcast released, but I wanted to post one today to talk about a late-breaking case that's in the news. But in the meantime, I'm also finishing up the attorney podcast series. I've got several scheduled, etc., and they will be released in early June. So I hope to finish out that series before I start a new one. I generally like to release these on Tuesdays and normally will do so. If I'm going to be out for more, for several weeks, I'll try to let you know so you know not to be looking for the podcast, but generally I will try to release a podcast on a Tuesday, may start, another series, etc. But, if I'm going to go on a long sabbatical, cause I'm just not going to be available or out of the area, I will let you know. But otherwise, I generally just check on Tuesdays to see if there's a podcast released. But if I'm going to be gone for a while, I will let you know. So today I wanted to release a podcast about a case that I've had some people call me about. I do continually get calls from individuals that are trying to upgrade their discharge or who got letters or past clients. For example, I got a call from a past client that got a letter regarding from the Navy. So this said that, hey, we're going to reconsider your case because there was a lawsuit that was settled, and we're going to automatically look at your case to see if there's anything in there that might help you. So basically, what this pertains to is a lawsuit. It's Manker versus Del Toro. So Manker was a United States Marine Corps Marine who basically was discharged with an OTH discharge. He was deployed to Iraq. He developed PTSD. He self-medicated with marijuana, and he was discharged with an OTH. He then basically, along with as a class action and with an NGO helping him, did a class action suit against the Navy. The Navy secretary is Del Toro, so it's Manker versus Del Toro. And basically the lawsuit alleged that the Navy Discharge Review Board is just systematically denying status upgrade applications from people who, even if they had, PTSD or MST or TBI or another mental health condition, the Navy is just systematically denying these applications. They're ignoring the Hagel memo that said, the DOD told the boards that, hey, try to be liberal when you're looking at these cases. And if there's any misconduct that was a result of a mental health condition, you should liberally apply the standard. So we all know that from the Hagel memo, the Curta memo, et cetera. I discussed all that in other podcasts, et cetera. So this is what the lawsuit was. And I also had done another podcast where they had a very similar lawsuit against the Army, and the Army also settled that case. Well, this case was settled too. So rather than drag this out in court, the Navy did not acknowledge and say, well, they didn't admit we were systematically denying applications. But what they did was they said, okay, we're going to review all these applications during a certain time period to see whether we did incorrectly deny someone's application. So in the show notes, you'll see I'll have a link to the settlement website that has all the information of who will get these letters. And, it's cases during a certain time period. They call the Iraq-Afghanistan era, but it's not necessarily just people who were deployed. It could be anyone who had these mental health conditions or PTSD, et cetera, due to their service, where whatever that service was. It doesn't have to have been in Afghanistan or Iraq. So it's a certain time period, between 2001 and 2022, people discharged during that time period. And there's some other requirements. So it's anyone who did not get a fully honorable discharge. So I had a client who had an OTH, so it was upgraded to a general, not a fully honorable. So that person will be entitled to have an automatic relook at his case. So if you didn't get a fully honorable, they're going to relook at it as long as you meet the other criteria of you didn't get a fully honorable, you had PTSD, TBI, or another mental health condition that, which was somehow documented or not documented, but at least your symptoms were somehow documented, where the board believes that, yeah, you had some condition that could have attributed to the misconduct. So again, those are the basic requirements. But again, these people are getting letters saying you don't have to do anything. We're automatically going to look at your case And if you do, though, want to submit additional new evidence, you can't just submit the same thing. It has to be new evidence. For example, you didn't have medical documentation, which I always highly recommend you get. If you can, because that's very critical in these type of cases when we're talking about the Hagel and Curta memos. It's very, very important to get medical evidence to show you do have this condition and it's service related. So very critical. Although the guidance says you don't actually need it, it's not mandatory. It's, I would say, like 99% very important. So anyway, they're going to automatically reconsider it. You don't have to submit anything. You can submit something, new evidence, perhaps to see if you can change it to a fully honorable, or perhaps even, you know, if you want to change your narrative reason. So that's this case. As I said, I've gotten some calls and emails about it. So I have the link to that settlement. And I just want to alert you to that. If for some reason you never updated the Navy with your new address or email, you may not even be aware of this. So check that out. And if you do fit into that class and you didn't get notified, well, the good thing is you're going to have your case reconsidered, but if you want to submit something new, you should contact them, the Navy. Navy handles, of course, the Navy cases and Marine Corps cases. So that's the case, Manker versus Del Toro. The settlement actually was approved in mid-February. Individuals, veterans were getting letters in early May that I've seen. So yeah, that's that case. And yeah, it was just a settlement saying we're going to look at it. The Navy also agreed to, you know, they said we're going to allow veterans, if they can't go to a personal appearance, they're going to actually have VTCs available so that they can do their personal presentation through video teleconferencing. So that was good. And the other thing is, yeah, you remember I was talking about my Navy, not my client, actually, the Navy member in my last podcast. They didn't even let him during his discharge board here, and the poor guy wasn't able to do a VTC. They made him do a telephonic. So the video teleconference is helpful. Like, so you could see the members, they can see you and judge your credibility by your appearance. And you could, you know, be advocating for yourself through a VTC. If you don't go in person, I'm not sure if they're actually doing in-person hearings yet with the Navy. The last one I did was VTC. Actually, it was telephonic. Actually, it wasn't VTC. Okay. The Navy said they're also going to do, they're going to have, you know, yearly training for their staffs to make sure they're understanding the latest guidance, DOD guidance, and, you know, all the members are going to have tailored training. So they're, you know, up to date on all the requirements when they're reviewing these cases. They're also going to have in their decisional documents, the doctor, the psychiatrist or psychologist for these type of cases will have some type of little matrix template where they actually fill in like, yes, this member did have PTSD or TBI. You know, they're going to actually notate it. And if, you know, notate like, yeah, there was a relationship between the misconduct, the mental health condition. So that's going to be on there. It's going to be a little bit clearer rather than just the narrative of how they came through their decision and strictly by the medical provider, the psychologist or psychiatrist. So I read that somewhere on the Navy website, actually. They're also going to have online tracking for an ND and Navy Discharge Review Board applications, which is going to be so, so good because a lot of times I was always calling them or emailing, probably bugging them saying, can you tell me where this application is? It's, you know, been, you know, pending for a year, et cetera. And, you know, they have so many applications. I'm sure it's a pain to like be answering phone calls and getting email requests from attorneys or the veterans asking about their case. So this will be really cool. You could probably go on and track it with the case number and it will make the Navy's life a lot easier and then the veteran or the attorney. So that's Manker versus Del Toro. Hopefully you can get some relief from that if you didn't initially. And that'll, so again, just check out the website for more information on that. So, so let me go to my, as I always do on these podcasts, I'll talk about my life lessons portion of it. And this is, again, from one of my favorites who has so much wisdom, Naval Ravikant. I've talked about some of this stuff before, but, you know, not everyone has listened to every podcast. So if you haven't heard, I hope if you have heard it, you can skip this part, but I think there's some new things in it too. So this is something that I really, really believe in. It's like a huge, huge heuristic for me. But one of the things he always says is all self-help boils down to this, choosing long-term over short-term. Wow, that is like sounds very simple, but very profound. I mean, in all your decisions, if you can try to concentrate on long term over short term, you will really have a better life. So long-term thinking like gets you long-term results, right? So let's say it's in a business. You don't want to start a business where you're going to, for 2 months, do something, rip people off and do like a little scam to rip people off, get their money. That's short-term thinking. And boy, if you're known as a scammer, you will forever then, you'll never ever like get to have any business clients anymore in the future, because you're going to be known as the scammer and, you know, karma will come back to get you. So, you know, that's short-term thinking. Let me quickly run a scheme where I'm going to cheat people out of money and, you know, make a lot of money. Well, karma will come back to get you. I will tell you that. Another thing is, so, you know, in business, you want to play long-term games and preferably with long-term people. Like, and what's long-term people? You want to work with people who are not these scammers, who are long-term thinkers, who want to build a business because they just so much enjoy it. Not necessarily, you know, and there are people who like just build a business. They want to build it and then like sell it and then make a quick buck. I mean, that's not unethical if it's a good business, but I mean, some people strictly build it to sell it. And then there are people who build businesses to, they love it and they never want it to end. And they're going to continue doing it because there's their passion. So, and you know, in modern life, Naval's talking about, you know, there's short-term traps. Like people have short-term traps, like video games or smoking weed or smoke or, you know, drinking alcohol for short-term like highs or dopamine hits. These are like short-term. Like, how is this good for you if you're just like, oh, let me just, you know, get high tonight? And, you know, and I get it. I think most of the time, again, these people are doing this for self-medication, right? They're doing these short-term fixes, which is very short-term. And then they're going to wake up miserable with a hangover or with, you know, a feeling of like sluggishness. And basically it's going to cause you like marijuana. You're going to be hungry and overeat. And then you're going to feel worse because now you're overeating and not eating healthy. So it's like a vicious cycle. These are little short-term fixes for long where you should perhaps be trying to work on long-term, getting to the issues that are causing you to self-medicate. You know, try to, you know, exercise is magic. Like exercise is one of the, like if you're in any way not feeling good, like you force yourself to move. Exercise is like the best thing for you. Again, like maybe this is easy for me to say, I'm like saying this stuff, but like try to do it, like some type of exercise. And then, you know, walks or whatever you enjoy, you know, getting sunlight, eating right, getting enough rest and sleeping well. Like these are long-term things. If you can get into the habit of doing these type of healthy things, it will make you feel better rather than short-term self-medication, which is the drugs and alcohol. I mean, I totally get people, you know, drink for like social reasons as well, but there are a lot of people who drink because it's like gets them through the day or something, or the night. I don't know. So anyway, that's what he says. He says the modern devil is cheap dopamine. So we're like, our minds are like overstimulated. Our bodies are understimulated because, you know, people overeat and they don't move. So, I mean, how could you be happy if you're in such a state, right? So, you know, Naval Ravikant's always saying, you know, life is the marshmallow test. It's so true. Like, again, long-term, think long-term. What can I do every day, perhaps, that is going to make benefit me in the long term, right? So also in relationships, and, you know, it applies to relationships, making money, health, fitness. And Naval always talks about, you know, good hacks that help you make these long-term habits are like trying to do something, for example, in a career, try to do something you really enjoy. So it's not drudgery. It's not like, oh my God, I got to get up to go to work. No, try to find something if you can. I always talk about that you like, at least that you like a lot. If it's not, I love, like obviously loving it is even better. But if you love it or if you really like it, it's not going to be like, let me come home after a terrible drudgery day and let me like play video games and drink alcohol and watch TV. Like that's what happens if you hate what you're doing, hate your life, you go make your money, you come home, you know, make your dinner and sit in front of the TV while you play video games. I'm assuming that's kind of how that works. So find the thing that's like fun for you in a career, that's fun for you, easy for you. People say, how the heck do you do this? And for you, it's like, I don't know. I like it and I'm good at it. Like, that's ideal. I always tell young people, like, if you can find something that's like you're talented at, it's easy for you and you like it. Like, how could that not be the best career choice if you can? It's not so easy. Like, but some people just naturally gravitate to that, you know? So I would highly recommend, if you can find something that you enjoy, that you have a genuine curiosity for, something you want to learn about, something you like doing. When it comes to food, I mean, Naval's always talking about, yeah, like, yeah, there's healthy foods, but you know, some people hate broccoli. I mean, I don't like broccoli myself, but I mean, there are some healthy things I do like. There's one, I like actually like Brussels sprouts, but there's certain things that you might like. So eat those, like eat what you like. Don't force yourself to eat the things you don't like, because then it's going to be like forcing yourself to eat healthy. Well, eat the healthy things that you happen to enjoy, and don't try to force yourself, I got to eat all these, you know, 10 foods because these are the best. No, and when it comes to exercise, do the thing that you enjoy. Like, so if you hate running, don't do running. Play, for example, tennis if you can, or some sport you like that gets you that aerobic movement, but you enjoy it. Like, you don't have to do things like, oh, you got to do these 10 things. Like, do the things you enjoy. At least it's getting you that movement in an activity that you like. Or walking. Like, walking is even actually probably better than running. It's better for your knees. So, you know, walking is not that difficult. And, you know, walking in nature, if you can, is very good for you. Another thing is, so again, like, concentrate on the things you like, because it won't be, I keep using the word drudgery. I don't know if that's a word, but like that you just you dread getting up to do that. Like, try not to do the things that you dread doing. Try to find the things that you like, and you will most likely continue doing it, and that will make you feel better. Another thing is like reading. I would say reading, and maybe not so much the, you know, choose long-term, but if you want like a quick, like a superpower for success in life, it's reading. Some people do not like to read. I'm very curious. So I love to read because I love to learn, and I'm always looking for information on things, like just about everything. And I through the YouTube, I've learned so much, and finding books on YouTube, then you find a reference to a book, and then I get that on Kindle. I'm sure I've got about 70 books on Kindle that I have not read yet, but I've got tons of books that I have read. And, you know, these are books, oh, I got to read this. And then I'm like, get on to the next book. But basically, if you can fall in love with reading, it's a super hack for life. You're going to learn so much, how to improve your life in every way, to just so you can be happy and be content. And these are not all like, oh, how to be rich. Obviously, if you don't have money problems, your life is a lot better. So if you don't know about how to make money, et cetera, then it's very helpful to read books on how to save money, how to invest, what types of things to invest on. I mean, you should really try to learn that things, because, you know, with the economy the way it is, it's very helpful to kind of learn to get smart on that. So that's about reading. That's like a super hack for making your life easy, by learning from people who have spent hours, thousands, 10,000s of hours learning and becoming an expert on something, that they will pass on their knowledge to you for like 10 bucks on a Kindle, $9.99. And you didn't have to have spent, you just read that book and you are like, wow, yeah, this makes sense. So reading is a superpower. If you could do that, it's a life hack to success, I'm telling you. And then relationships, Naval is always talking about, find the people that, you know, whether it's friends or romantic relationships, you know, find the people where it's not work to be either a friend with them or relationship with, because it's not supposed to be difficult. Like, it should not, you shouldn't really have to work at relationships, whether it's a friend or a partner or whatever. It should be natural, because you either like think alike, or have, you know, your temperaments match, or your chemistry, etc. But, you know, it shouldn't be a chore to be friends with someone, or, in, you know, friends in a romantic way with someone. So find those relationships that it's really not hard to be at, because you naturally are inclined to want to be with each other. So that's the last thing, you know, so Naval talks about that as well. This is all from Naval Ravikant. He has a book, I think it's called The Almanac of Naval Ravikant. You can look on Amazon, but someone wrote, with his permission, like all his little wisdom, that, like, from podcasts, et cetera, and wrote it. And the only way Naval allowed that is I think it was free to download like through the internet, but then you could also buy the hard copy on Amazon. But if you Google that, I'm sure you'll find the free copy you could download. I highly recommend you read it. It has so much information that will help you, whether it's about relationships, work, picking a career, how to make money, so much information in there. Again, I'm almost positive it's free because I'm pretty sure I had downloaded it for free. Then I got a hard copy. So anyway, that is my Life Matters portion of this podcast, which I enjoy to do. And Naval Ravikant. So check him out. That's it for today. I really enjoyed talking to you. As I said, hopefully I'll probably have a podcast next week, and then I'll have some attorney interviews that I'm finishing out those series. So I've really enjoyed doing that. But yeah, and I'll, you know, with these discharge review board cases, I'd like to come back to like perhaps giving some guidance on that, because I'm getting a lot of calls about that again. And I'm just looking for ways I can help you with that. Again, on my website, download the guide I have. It's really helpful. That gives you some great information on upgrading your discharge. And when you also download that, you get on my email list. So when I have more resources I can send to you, or if I have a new podcast, I like to send that out through a newsletter I send. So get on my email list. I think that's very important. So you up to date with, you know, what I'm sending out. And then if I'm going to have like a little sabbatical, I'll let you know through the newsletter as well. So anyway, I hope that was helpful. And as I always say, until next time, never, ever give up, because there is always hope. I look forward to talking to you next time.